Hello and welcome to another episode of PE Risks Podcast. I'm Myra Kalasanwo, a senior associate in the PE team based in our London office, your host for this episode. Tax is always at the forefront of mind for PE sponsors, whether in terms of deal structuring, portfolio company funding, ongoing risk management at the portfolio company level, or distribution of funds from portfolio companies. However, recent developments have highlighted the increasing importance of this topic. Today, I'm speaking with Philip and Nicola, partners in our global tax practice based in New York and London. Philip, Nicola, would you like to briefly introduce yourselves to our listeners?
Hi, I'm Philip Wagman. I work in the firm's New York office, largely working with private equity clients and corporations on M&A and financing transactions. Over the past year, I've been talking a lot with U.S. Treasury officials about improvements to the U.S. tax law in my role as head of a U.S. bar organization that's focused on tax.
Thank you, Myra. I'm Nicola Hemsley, a partner in the London Tax Group, and my main focus is on M&A transactions for PE clients and large corporates.
Thanks both. So overall, it seems tax authorities are focusing on and trying to address certain key trends centering around anti-avoidance and substance, which pose certain risks and opportunities for PE sponsors.
Yes, that's right. Businesses are more multinational than ever, and it is easier than ever for a company's assets and people to move around the world. That makes it tougher than ever for countries to impose and collect tax on the activities of an international company and its executives.
And press and politicians continue to see tax as an ESG issue, that companies and their executives should pay their fair share of taxes and shouldn't get preferential treatment that's seen as unjust.
So these trends are driving big new initiatives by tax authorities around the world. Today, we'll briefly mention two of these, the new corporate tax being imposed by countries around the world and possible big US changes after the upcoming presidential elections. Nicola, can you tell us about the new corporate tax rules being adopted around the world, why they've been adopted, their impact generally, but also on PE in particular?
Yes, of course, I'm happy to. The new rules are all about ensuring that large multinational enterprises pay a minimum level of tax on the income arising in each jurisdiction where they operate. They came about because in the past, multinational companies have been able to move their assets, especially intellectual property, and sometimes executives or employees, from countries with high tax rates into countries that impose little or no tax and benefit from a lower tax bill. As you'll have seen, the press and politicians increasingly have taken notice of this. So as a result, in 2024, over 130 countries came together to adopt new tax rules. These provide broadly that a multinational corporate group with over 750 million euros of average annual revenue must pay at least 15% corporate income tax on the group's profits earned in every country. If the effective tax rate across the entities in the group that are in a particular jurisdiction is lower than 15%, the entities may need to pay what are known as top-up taxes. This means that a company in a group sometimes has to pay top-up taxes that are attributable to profits in other group members. The UK, the EU countries, and most other big economies, though not all of them, as we'll discuss, have adopted these rules. They're called the Globe Tax Rules, or you might be more familiar with the term Pillar 2. Now, in terms of the impact on PE in particular, the Pillar 2 effect on any portfolio company being acquired would need to be considered carefully on each investment. It would be necessary to model in any top-up taxes and to consider contractual protections. The Pillar 2 status of any portfolio company could also essentially infect any other companies that it is grouped with, or vice versa. PE funds generally don't have to consolidate their portfolio companies, but this would be something to check, and of course the infection risk would be relevant to any bolt-on acquisitions by a portfolio company.
So Philip, are there any opportunities coming out of these developments for our PE clients?
So there are opportunities for PE. A private equity fund can buy a company out of a big multinational group that's subject to Pillar 2 tax, and the acquired company often won't be subject to Pillar 2 tax in the PE fund's hands. That's because, as Nicola noted, PE funds generally don't have to group their portfolio companies together. They don't need to determine whether the portfolio companies in aggregate have over 750 million euro of annual revenue. Instead, the 750 million euro test is applied separately to each portfolio company. That could make a sale to a PE fund attractive. By the same token, though, a PE fund may need to take care on an exit in order to maximize value. A buyer that's a big company subject to the Pillar 2 tax may not provide as attractive pricing for a portfolio company as a buyer that's another PE fund or a smaller company, or that a PE seller could get by selling shares in an IPO.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. Diligence and modeling and deal documentation will be key to realizing opportunities and mitigating risks under Pillar 2.
And some countries haven't adopted Pillar 2, at least not yet.
There are a few outliers. Cayman is one that's important for the fund industry. And another key one is the US. President Biden's Treasury Department has supported Pillar 2, but Congress so far has not adopted it as the law in the US, and a number of Republicans don't like it. It's not clear how this is going to end.
So it sounds like the US is at a point of real uncertainty about the future direction of its tax rules, including several with a big impact on PE.
Yes. The upcoming presidential and congressional elections in the fall of 2024 will have a big potential impact on the U.S. tax laws, along with a lot of other areas of U.S. law. The U.S. response to Pillar 2 after the elections will be a key topic for the new president and Congress to address. So when a PE fund looks to buy a portfolio company that has U.S. operations, this will be an issue that commands attention. Beyond this, a lot of tax cuts that the U.S. adopted in 2017 under President Trump will expire in 2025. Many people feel that regardless of who wins the 2024 elections, this looming expiration will drive members of the new Congress to make a broad deal on changes to the U.S. tax laws. That deal could impact a number of issues that are important for PE, and both parties have expressed some interest in seeing PE funds and their portfolio companies, as well as executives of funds and portfolio companies, pay their fair share of U.S. taxes. So for example, new limits could be imposed on tax deductibility of a U.S. company's interest expense. Also, the favorable current tax treatment for sweep equity and other types of equity incentives for U.S. executives of portfolio companies could be cut back or eliminated.
Well, that brings us to the end of today's episode. Many thanks to you both, Nicola and Philip, for your invaluable insights today. It's been particularly interesting hearing about the European and US perspectives on the issues. I think what's clear is that the conversations and the debates are going to continue for a while to come. To our listeners, if you'd like to hear more about this topic, please do get in touch with our speakers today or visit the Clifford Chance website for more information. Thank you.